Slaven, that was a great game to watch, but if you're a head coach, not so good for the heart, no?
Not so good, yeah, but then, you know, we deserved it. But we have to manage the game better. Like, I can't talk today about the slow start. It was bad 15 minutes, but we didn't even start today. We didn't have time to start slow, you know, but it was just a goal, you know. And then of course it affects, you know, especially that early. And we needed a good response. We needed a good, basically you need a goal. Or like Alamo, you know, to do on them. Fortunately, or with our quality, of course, we scored, we responded. And then from the first goal till the end of the half, basically, till that second goal, but it was the end of the half, it was excellent in every aspect of the game. Attacking, pressing, taking the ball out of them, physical, two against one, being in a holes with Pereira, with Matt, with Grady, Jake and Sawyers, back for passing the ball, fullbacks, Darnell, everything was top. Charlie, Lingin, it was great performance, to be fair. And we 3-1 should be enough, but let's say we should have been even more up. But 3-1 is enough if you don't concede a goal. Then, of course, I'm not happy with that goal. For me, there was elements of a foul in it. And very, very cheap one. And we knew that they're going to come for the second half fired up, and they did. And we had difficulties to control the game. They didn't create a lot, but they were there first 15 minutes, and we were acting like it's at the time, you know. But I told the guys at halftime, 45 guys, it's nil-nil. You have to, you know you're winning, but you can't keep the ball for 45 minutes. They're going to do something. They have good players. And then after those 15 minutes, we started to play. We started to play well. Then till the end, they were risking, of course, but that gave us the opportunities to create the chances. And we had more than a few to kill the game off, basically, but you didn't. And then it's always in your mind, you know, if you don't score, what usually happens. But it didn't happen, and to be fair, they were around the box and all that, but they didn't have, late on, they didn't have like the opportunities to equalize. So we are still new team. We are still showing extremes. And basically, we have to continue like this when we have a ball or when we are playing good. But to cut those, I call them black holes, you will never nullify them, but to cut them to a minimum. But it's going to take time to do that also, you know.
I mean, you were great going forward today. Dean Garner, Pereira, Phillips were terrific. Defensively, you will know you still have some issues, don't you?
We have some issues, you know, but you know, to be fair, we made a couple of individual mistakes, like that yellow card from Nate. And that's because of the age. It's not because of the quality and all that. We've done some mistakes. But then at the end of the day, the thing that I don't like is, like, if you want to have those really good players up front or in the middle of the park, you know, very few players in the world are Kante, you know, that are good everywhere you want them to be, you know. So you have to lean to something. If you want to be compact, you put more defensive guys in the team and all that. I'm not happy with that. It's my job to work on to force those guys to defend for 90 minutes, of course. But at the end of the day, we have those players. Grady, Pereira, Philip, Matt, even all of them, Kyle, you know, they are better going forward, but they are also doing the job in the defense.
But a great position to be in after six games, three wins and three draws going into this international break. You still haven't lost this season, and that's very important, obviously.
That is important. I mean, this is more than 3 points, like more than 3 points, because of what you said. We are unbeaten. It's international break, and it's the best feeling to win the game before the international break. We know that we are not perfect. We know that we are not excellent, but we know that we are good, and we have a lot of those things that are not working for us at the moment. Those black holes. They know I know and they know that we can improve on that, you know. The problem is when you are sterile and when you are, you know, when you are sterile, then what? You have to be active on the transfer market. We are not those things that we are not good at. And that's those black holes. We can improve and we will have to improve on them.